Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Country and jazz. Perhaps you think the two genres are like oil and water. They just don't mix. But you might be surprised. This month marks 60 years since Ray Charles released his groundbreaking album, Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music, blending country songs with R&B singing and jazz orchestration. And in honor of that anniversary, I'll be exploring the nexus between these two genres. Coming up, we'll hear country songs sung by Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald. We'll hear jazz songwriters like Cole Porter writing old-fashioned Western tunes. And we'll hear the jazz influences of country songwriters like Willie Nelson, plus a lot more. It's Country and Western Sounds in Jazz and Pop Music, coming up next on Afterglow.
Tell me your troubles, I got troubles of my own. Don't tell me your troubles, just leave me alone, leave me alone.
Go on home,
say it to a friend. I got troubles of my own. Say your sweet love left you, well, what you think about me? I've got those same old heartbreaks, the same old miseries,
leave me alone.
Go on home, say it to a friend. I got troubles of my own. She's no good, she's mean as she can be. It's written all over your lonesome face, and a heartbreak fool can see. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Go on home. Let it to a friend now. I got trouble them all. That's what they always say. So take it, brother, like a man, and don't stand in my way. You tell me that she's no good, she's mean as she can be. It's written all over your lovely face, and a heartbreak fool can see. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Go on home.
Go on home.
Tell it to a friend.
I got
troubles of my own. Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool is blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I'll bet she's not like me, she's out and fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so, and people, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past and find somebody new. I thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me. Not like me, she's out and fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so, and people, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me. Lonesome me. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Ray Charles in 1962 with two country songs by country songwriter Don Gibson, the so-called sad poet of country music. Just now we heard Oh Lonesome Me, originally recorded by Gibson in 1957. Before that, Don't Tell Me Your Troubles, originally recorded by Gibson in 1959. Both of those renditions come from Ray Charles' album Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music, Volume 2, a follow-up to his original hugely successful Modern Sounds album, which was released only 6 months earlier than this one. On this second volume, the up-tempo big band numbers, like these two, are all on side A, whereas the slower ballads with choir, they're all on side B. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the country influence on jazz and pop singers of the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, country and jazz? There's no connection. To paraphrase Mr. Rudyard Kipling, country is country and jazz is jazz and never the twain shall meet. But you'd be surprised. What you're hearing right now is a seminal 1930 recording by one of the founders of country music, Jimmy Rogers, the so-called singing brakeman. This is Blue Yodel number 9.
He says, big boy, you'll have to tell me your name.
If you have a keen enough ear, you probably also notice the unmistakable tone of Louis Armstrong there in the background playing trumpet. When recording out in Hollywood, Jimmy Rogers asked Armstrong to sit in with him on a session, and the two easily found common musical ground. Why? Well, when you trace back the musical lineage of country and jazz, you'll find a common ancestor, the blues. Blues forms, blue notes, and songs about feeling blue and lonesome are common to both early country songs and early jazz standards. The split happens later, as race begins to divide the two genres. Some of those early blues-related standards, like Careless Love, Ain't Nobody's Business, or Trouble in Mind, have established themselves in the jazz genre. Here, for instance, is Dinah Washington with Trouble in Mind.
Trouble in mind, I'm blue. But I won't be blue always. 'Cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday.
But they were also well established in the country genre. Here is Merle Haggard with that same song.
Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always, 'cause the sun gonna shine in my back door someday.
The result of this common blues origin is a frequent blending of styles. Take the genre of boogie-woogie music. It was an outgrowth of the blues, an upbeat, danceable genre. Boogie-woogie defined the sound of some black artists like Louis Jordan, who sits at the nexus between jazz, R&B, and early rock and roll. But boogie-woogie music comes from Texas and can often have a country flavor. There's a lot of similarities between boogie-woogie of the 1940s, mostly an R&B subgenre, and honky-tonk music of the 1940s, mostly a country subgenre. So it's no wonder that a jazz artist like Bing Crosby or Ella Fitzgerald could sing a country-based boogie-woogie song without a second thought. Jazz, boogie-woogie, honky-tonk, they're all based in the blues. It's the common language. Let's hear a couple of examples now. First up, here is a country boogie-woogie tune, first performed by country artist Red Foley in 1949. This is Bing Crosby in 1950 with Chattanoogie Shoeshine Boy on Afterglow.
Hey. Have you ever passed the corner of 4th and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm has a shoeshine stand? People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. Hip-hop's a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanoogie shoeshine boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. Makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. Oh, he's a great big bundle of joy. Pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear. Lord, the way he makes it pop, whop! You ought to see him fan in the air with his hoppity-hippity-hippity-hoppity-hoppity-hippity-hop. He opens up his store when the clock strikes 9. Likes to get 'em early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. There he goes, listen at him. He'll fix your feet so you can walk your beat. Yes, can't get no fire insurance around here. Bad risk. When you goes, man, you're twinkle toes. It pop, wop, wop. Just listen to him fan in the air with his hoppity-hippity-hippity-hoppity-hoppity-hippity-hop. He opens up his store when the clock strikes 9. He likes to get him early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Man, I tell you one thing, if you're wearing a pair of Cordovans, he gonna cut all the neon signs in town. You lay a quarter on him, guarantee you draw blood. He's just the Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
On the plains down near Santa Fe, I met a cowboy riding the range one day. And as he jogged along, I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Come a ta-ay-ay-ay, come a ta-yip-ay-ay.
Get along. Get hip, little dog. Get along. Better be on your way. Get along. Get hip, little doggy. And he trucked him on down that old fairway, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Coming to yah-yah-yay, coming to yip-till-yah-yay.
Singing his cowboy songs, he's just too much. He's got a knocked-out western accent with a Harlem touch. He was raised on local weed. He's what you call a swing half-breed. Singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come at the I-I-A, come at the yip-I-A. Thank you.
along. Get hip, little doggy, get along. You better be on your way, get along. Get hip, little doggy, as it trucks it on down the old fairway, singing the cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Coming to ya, ya, yeah. Coming to yip, to the ya, yeah.
Singing a cowboy song, she's just too much. He's got to knock that western accent with a Harlem touch.
That cat was raised on loco weed. Jackie's what you call a swing half-breed.
Singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a da ay come a da yip di ay
come a da ay come a da yip di ay
Get along, little doggy, better be on your way.
Ella Fitzgerald and the Ink Spots in 1943 with Cow Cow Boogie, a country boogie song written by Don Ray, Benny Carter, and Gene DePaul, originally from the 1942 Abbott and Costello film Ride 'Em Cowboy, which Ella Fitzgerald was also in. Before that, we heard Chattanoogie Shoeshine Boy, a Red Foley country song performed there by Bing Crosby in 1950. Now, the song Cow Cow Boogie, for all of you country purists out there, may be more properly categorized as a Western song, not a country song. The two genres, country and Western, were conflated in the 1940s, since musically and thematically they were fairly similar. It made more sense to put them on the same Billboard chart. But while country music concerned itself with, and was made in, the American South, like Nashville, Western music, well, came from the American West. It was the music of the prairies and the cowboys. Western music always had a stronger connection to jazz than country music has. For instance, there's the genre known as Western Swing, and its star performer Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. They were known for taking the instrumentation of country music and combining that with the rhythms of swing. Those jazz connections are strongest on recordings of jazz standards, like Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
Oh, well.
Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. Now listen if you can.
Many of their most popular recordings, like Roly Poly or Bubbles in My Beer, are far more country and Western than they are jazz. But you can find recordings of Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys performing songs like Duke Ellington's Take the A-Train or Spencer Williams' Basin Street Blues. Western music was also closer in proximity to Hollywood, which had an established jazz connection. Since Western films were also popular at this time, several songwriters known for working on film musicals also had a hand in writing Western songs. Cow Cow Boogie is one such song, written for the film Ride 'Em Cowboy by Gene DePaul, Don Ray, and Benny Carter, three cosmopolitan musicians who had nothing to do with country or Western music. Another famous Western song comes from one of the most unlikely cosmopolitan songwriters, Cole Porter. Porter is most associated with upper-crust Paris and New York in the jazz age, and for writing clever songs that became standards for jazz singers. But one of his most enduring songs was a cowboy song, written for the 1934 film Adios Argentina, based on a Western-themed poem by Bob Fletcher. The song is Don't Fence Me In, made famous by the singing cowboy Roy Rogers, one of the founders of the Western singing group The Sons of the Pioneers.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in.
It being a Cole Porter song, however, meant that it was also adopted by several jazz artists. Here again is Ella Fitzgerald off of her Cole Porter songbook album from 1956 with Don't Fence Me In on Afterglow.
Wildcat Kelly, looking mighty pale, was standing by the sheriff's side. And when the sheriff said, I'm sending you to jail, Wildcat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Again in town was sitting by his sweetheart's side, and when his sweetheart said, come on, let's settle down, Wildcat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Gone, that a new world's and tumbleweed. Drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Joe Stafford and Paul Weston's orchestra in 1944 with Tumbling Tumbleweeds, a Western song first made famous by Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers in 1934. Stafford had her feet in both jazz and country. She was an original member of the Pied Pipers, singing with Tommy Dorsey's jazz orchestra, but she also sang with country star Red Engel on a few country novelty records in the late 1940s, assuming the fake hillbilly identity of Cinderella G. Stump. And she sang a few other country crossover hits under her own name in the 1940s and 50s. Before that, we heard Ella Fitzgerald from her Cole Porter Songbook album in 1956 with Don't Fence Me In, another song made famous by Western icon Roy Rogers. Lots of other singers known for jazz dabbled in Western music from time to time. Chief among them was Bing Crosby, who had hits with songs in all kinds of different genres, including Western.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio.
That was his 1941 version of the song New San Antonio Rose, written by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. Even Peggy Lee, who got her start singing in Benny Goodman's famous jazz band of the 1940s, had a hit as a solo artist, singing a song that's considered by the Western Writers of America to be the greatest Western song of all time, Ghost Riders in the Sky.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies. End up a cloudy draw.
But let's turn now to a different artist who melded Western music and jazz even more completely about two decades later, and that's Ray Charles. As a child growing up in Georgia, Charles recognized the common blues lineage of country music and R&B, and took that connection to its logical end on his 1962 landmark album, Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music. On this LP, Charles treats many of the biggest country and Western hits as if they were jazz and blues standards, calling upon jazz arrangers like Marty Paich and Gerald Wilson to help him with the big band arrangements. It was seen as a daring move amid all the racial segregation that was happening in the early 1960s. But Ray Charles believed in the music and believed in his listeners. The gamble was a success. Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music became a massive hit, topping the Billboard charts and featured in pop, R&B, and country markets. It helped raise the profile of country music, but also for a time helped blur the boundaries between black and white, as the civil rights movement was entering a fevered pitch. Let's hear a song from that album now, a country song, not a Western song, written by Georgia native Curly Williams in 1951, and made famous by Hank Williams the following year. This is Ray Charles with Half As Much on Afterglow.
Well, if you'd love me half as much as I love you, you couldn't worry me half as much as you do. Oh, you're so nice to me when there's no one else around. But you only build me up to tear me down. Oh, but if you miss me half as much as I miss you, Well, you couldn't stay away half as much as you do. Oh, I know that I could never be this blue. Well, if you only love me half as much as I love you.
Ray Charles with the Curly Williams country song Half As Much. That comes from the 1962 album Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music. Some Les Paul in the background right now, a powerhouse guitarist in both the jazz and country genres in the 1950s. We'll have more of the crossover between country and jazz in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the crossover between jazz and country music this hour. Ray Charles' 1962 album Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music is probably the best known and most influential combination of these genres, adding jazz orchestration to country standards. The lead single from this album, I Can't Stop Loving You, originally by country artist Don Gibson, gave Ray Charles a number one hit on the Billboard pop charts in 1962. While the song is still very much a standard among country artists, Charles' rendition also helped turn it into a standard for jazz artists as well. Let's hear a version now from a few years later. This is Frank Sinatra with Count Basie's orchestra in 1964 with I Can't Stop Loving You. on Afterglow.
I can't stop loving you, so I've made up my mind to live, live in memory of old lonesome time. I can't stop wanting you. It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life. I'll live it all in dreams of yesterday. Those happy hours that we once knew, though long ago, they make me so blue. They say that time heals a broken heart, but time has stood still since we've been apart. Ain't no use to try, to try to pretend there's someone new. I'd be living a lie. I can't stop wanting you the way that I do. There's only been one love for me. That one love is you. There's only been one love for me. That one love is you. Hear me, baby, there's been only one love for me. That one love is you.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. But you don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart ached with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance you might have loved me too. You give your hand to me, and then say goodbye, pal. I watch you walk away beside the lucky gal, to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me. Then you say goodbye. and then I want to cry. You'll never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
Carmen McRae with the 1955 Eddie Arnold country song, You Don't Know Me. That version was recorded for Decca Records in 1956. In fact, 6 years before, Ray Charles turned it into a Billboard hit on his album Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music from 1962. Before that, we heard another country song made famous by Ray Charles in 1962, I Can't Stop Loving You, originally written by country songwriter Don Gibson. That version was from 2 years later, performed by Frank Sinatra and Count Basie off of their 1964 album, It Might As Well Be Swing. Don Gibson and Eddie Arnold weren't the only country songwriters who had crossover hits with jazz and pop singers. The legendary country singer-songwriter Hank Williams, known for his high and lonesome voice, also wrote a few songs that crossed over. His biggest success was his song Cold, Cold Heart, written in 1951.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you were my every dream.
Williams' publisher pushed the song to others outside of country music, and that same year, three other versions were made, one by jazz R&B singer Dinah Washington, one by the pure jazz singer Louis Armstrong, and one by jazz pop crooner Tony Bennett, who turned it into a number one pop hit. And let's hear that now. This is Tony Bennett in 1951 with Hank Williams' Cold, Cold Heart on Afterglow.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrop start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belong to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold
looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
maybe we could find us a brand new recipe. I got a brand new car and a $2 bill, yeah. Know a spot right over the hill. That's soda pop and the dancing free. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. So hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Two crossover songs by country songwriter Hank Williams. Just now we heard Ray Charles from his 1962 album Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music with Hey Good Lookin'. Before that, Tony Bennett in 1951 with Cold Cold Heart, a hit single for Columbia Records. There's one more country songwriter that I want to feature this hour, and that's Willie Nelson. Despite being known today as an outlaw country icon, Nelson's jazz influences are quite evident from the very beginning. Even on his early songs, Nelson used jazzier harmonies than what was in your typical three-chord country song of the day, and borrowed forms that were more similar to the jazz and pop songs of the 1920s and 30s. Let's hear two of those Willie Nelson songs now, which each demonstrate his jazzier songwriting style. First up, here is Edie Gourmet with Willie Nelson's famous song, Crazy, on Afterglow.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Thinking that my love could hold you, I'm crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving. Yes, I'm crazy for trying.
evening, sun goes down, you will find me hanging round. Oh, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be. Oh, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Listen to the blues that they're playing. Listen what the blues are saying. Life is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. Oh, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. No, the good life is a nightlife, and it's my life.
Two songs written by the jazz-influenced country songwriter Willie Nelson. Just now, we heard Julie London in 1964 with Nightlife. Before that, we heard Edie Gourmet in 1968 with Willie Nelson's song Crazy. Starting in the late 1970s, Willie Nelson put his jazz influence on full display when he decided to record a number of songs from the Great American Songbook. Songwriters like Hokie Carmichael, George Gershwin, and Duke Ellington had influenced him from the beginning as a songwriter, and once he gained enough success in the music business, he was able to put out an album of these beloved jazz and pop songs without any pushback from his record label. The result, the 1978 LP Stardust, named after the Hokie Carmichael tune and produced by Booker T. Jones, spent over 2 years on Billboard's top album charts and made jazz standards an integral part of his repertoire ever since. To close off this episode, here's a track from that original LP right now. This is Willie Nelson with On the Sunny Side of the Street on Afterglow.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. And I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a say, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on sunny side.
Country star Willie Nelson with the Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields jazz standard On the Sunny Side of the Street from his 1978 LP Stardust, his first of many albums featuring jazz standards. And thanks for tuning in to this look at the crossover between jazz and country on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.